Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Once again, it's a sure sign that summer is here as Theater by the Sea is back in studio tonight. The amazingly talented and cute artistic director, Kevin Hill, is here. Welcome back, Kevin.
Thank you, Mike.
It's always nice to see you. Nice to have you with us.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. I did have the opportunity to see you last couple weeks ago, I guess it was, at the opening of Ain't Misbehavin',
yes.
Which was amazing.
It's a wonderful show.
It's a wonderful show, and you had nothing to do with it, right?
Correct.
See, that's how things work. But you are going to have a lot to do with the next show, as you are both directing and acting as choreographer for Mamma Mia.
Yes, I can't wait. It's a huge production. Taking this on, I didn't think it would be this big, but it is. It's an incredibly huge production.
Mamma Mia is setting records even before tickets go on sale by the fact that it's going to run for 5 weeks, and
that's never
happened before at the theater that I know of.
Correct.
So the good news is for the cast members, they all get paid double because of the extra run.
I'll talk to Bill about
that. All right. And I'm saying that because we're fortunate to have a couple cast members here with us today. Malia Monk is here. Welcome, Malia.
Hello. Thank you.
Nice to have you with us. And Nick Jones is in the studio. He's in the peanut gallery right now. He'll be back in another segment, but you can hear him clapping in the background. There you go. All right. It started off softly, but it built up. All right. Let's go to Malia, if you don't mind, Kevin, and just find out a little bit about her background. It's always interesting when we have some of the stars come in from the show to find out what got them involved in music or musicals, and in this case. And, you know, probably, 40 or 50 years ago when you started.
Oh, yeah. So long ago.
Actually, Malia is probably very young. Do you mind saying how old you are?
I'm 22.
22,
yeah.
All right. So fresh out of school.
Yep. I just graduated from the Boston Conservatory in Boston.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, you were kind of across the street. I'm a BU guy.
Yeah,
but
not
we
too
occasionally
far.
We talk to Boston Conservatory people. So Boston Conservatory, and what about before that? Let's go backwards from there.
I grew up in New Jersey and with my mom, and I did tons of different stuff when I was little. I was always in like gymnastics and volleyball and everything. I always liked to try out different things. And then I did choir growing up and little performances here and there. And then in middle school, I was in my first production of Annie, and I kind of just did it ever since.
That was it, right?
Yeah, that was it.
It always comes back to Annie.
I know, right? Every girl in theater, you're like, what was your first production?
Annie
probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great. So New Jersey, what part in New Jersey?
Galloway, it's like right outside of Atlantic City, so okay. Down by the shore.
So you were able to go down to the casinos every night?
All the time.
Well, welcome to Rhode Island. Is this your first visit to the Ocean State?
Yeah, I've only ever been here for like little day trips, but mm-hmm. This is my first extended stay, and
extended
I really like
stay.
It so far, yeah.
And this is about an 8-week commitment for
yeah.
you, pretty much,
mm-hmm.
because normally 2.5 to 3 weeks of rehearsal. And then, of course, this extended 5-week run. And, Kevin, you mentioned it's a big production. Large cast?
Yes, I believe there are 24. I should
wow.
know this. 24 in the cast. Yeah.
Well, see, that does not set a record. Okay, just so you both know, Music
no.
Man had more people than that.
Right? Yes.
But not as talented.
And
I'm
I
sure.
have Richard Zavallago to blame for that.
He doesn't care how he spends your money.
No.
So the and once again, for people that may not be the 3 or 4 people left in New England that aren't familiar with Theater by the Sea, it's always a live orchestra that performs
yes.
and keeps the music live and keeps that part going. Let's get to a little bit of the story of Mamma Mia, and we're going to start with the overture, right, Kevin?
Yes. So it's very interesting. When we decided to do this show and we acquired the license, the license was very, very specific, mm-hmm. saying that you cannot do anything from the original, you cannot copy anything, your costumes have to be original, everything.
Right.
So I had the idea of, and I don't think it's ever been done, choreographing the overture to kind of give a backstory and motivation for Sophie to actually mail the letters.
Which is Melia's part.
Melia, mm-hmm. yes. So we're having like this big dance beach party, and Donna, and they all work for Donna at the taverna. And then she comes in, she kind of makes sure everybody gets back to work. And then Sophie had just taken her mom's diary, and she's running to the mailbox with these three letters. So we see all of this, and then at one point she finally gets to the mailbox, and she wonders whether or not she should actually do this. Is this going to change her life? Is this going to just upset everybody? And she begins to decide not to, and this is the exciting part, and I have a little girl coming to run across the stage and jump into her father's arms, spin around, and then mm-hmm. walk off together into the sunset. And that motivates Sophie to mail the letters, because that's what she's always wanted, mm-hmm. to have her dad by her side.
Excellent. Let's listen. Get a little flavor for the show and listening to the music. And Malaya, when you talked first about coming to Theater by the Sea, you obviously had to audition for this part, like mm-hmm. a lot of people do, right?
Yeah.
And that happened in New York?
No, actually, I auditioned first in Rhode Island
at the local
audition. Yeah.
And so you came here to audition, and what were you thinking when you auditioned? Like, I got this, or?
No, I feel like I never really think that when I audition, but I actually, funny story is I almost couldn't make it to the audition. I almost didn't go because I was supposed to go. I had work. Yeah, I had work that like
Kevin
this last minute.
This out now.
I had this last minute work thing that I had to go to, and all my friends were going on the Saturday, and I like the only other day I could go was the Sunday, and I didn't want to go by myself because I had never been here before. And then I had these two friends who last minute were able to come with me, so I ended up going. Like, it was like 12 o'clock at night the night before. Wow. I decided to come. So yeah, I almost couldn't make it.
Last minute save.
I was feeling great that day. I was like, I'm here, it's all that matters. Yeah,
I think people at home that listen to showbiz stories, as they say, would be amazed how often something like that happens. A little coincidence, mm-hmm. a little twist of fate, and here you are, thankfully, in Rhode Island.
Well, and I'm glad she's here because just walking into the audition, I kind of knew right away. She's beautiful, first off, but her voice is so innocent and pure, and it just fit perfectly for this
role.
There
you go. Wow, what a nice compliment.
Yes.
Well, and completely true.
Yes.
All right, let's get to the next song. This is called Honey.
Yes, Honey, Honey.
Honey, Honey.
Go ahead, tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is the part in the show. It's right after the overture. And it comes in with Sophie's two best friends coming in for her wedding, her bridesmaids.
Not the two that brought you up here for the audition.
No, two different ones. Yeah, funny, fun fact. But, so they come in and they're super excited, and Sophie's kind of, she's like going back and forth between being really excited and also like having this secret that she sent these three letters to her three possible dads. And so she tells them that like they're coming and they might be coming. So this is her kind of like reading her mother's diary entries to her two best friends and like her mother's experiences the summer, the year she got pregnant with Sophie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reading this diary, I'm not surprised they all said yes.
Kevin, we have time for one more song in this first segment. What will it be?
Mamma Mia.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. Mamma Mia, the title song. And that's going to be, the show is running, by the way, if we haven't told you yet. Next Wednesday and Thursday are previews. And then opening night on Friday night. And it runs till July 21st. So check it out at the Theater by the Sea website.
Yes, theaterbythesea.com.
Theaterbythesea.com, very easy to remember. Or you can call the phone number, talk to Vinny.
Vinny. He's at 401-782-TKTS or 401-782-8587.
All right. Call Vinny. Tell Kevin said you get a discount.
Yeah.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano and having a great evening listening to music from Mamma Mia, which will be presented by Theater by the Sea, opening on Wednesday and Thursday for previews, and then Friday night, the big opening night, and then has an extended run and actually runs through July 21st. So check it out at theaterbythesea.com and get your tickets, because a lot of shows, I know, sell out very, very quickly, and this is a huge production. We're fortunate to have two of the stars of the show. Malia Monk is here, and we've been talking with her, and now we're going to add Nick Jones to the mix. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Very, very good. Nice to have you here and talking about the show. We found out a little bit about Malia in that first segment. Let's find out about your background. You started out as a child.
I did, yeah. like most of us
most
do.
People, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Back when my dad would make me stand on the coffee table and sing Harry Connick Jr.
Really?
That was where I got my start.
I can see a little Harry Connick Jr. in your looks,
it's
right?
in the
you
blood there a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of have that look about you. So a little Harry Connick Jr. Yeah. And and then you went from that at about what age? When
I would say, I mean, I was always singing, but I didn't start doing theater until maybe around 8 or 9, mm-hmm. doing Cinderella and Oliver like most
in school.
Kids do, in school.
Yeah. You were not Annie.
I was not, unfortunately. Okay. I did try, you know, I tried, but they didn't think that was going to be the right way to go about it. Mm-hmm. But I was lucky. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and we have a very great arts middle school and a great mm-hmm. arts high school. So I was able to do, you know, a concentrated study from Excellent. An early age, yeah.
All right, and then school after that or right into theater?
I went to Florida State.
Seminoles?
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, yes. Very proud.
Malia, did you know that? Seminoles? No. Say. Yeah. You got to be a guy.
That's football. That's football country down there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, went to Florida State and then graduated, and I've been in New York for about 3 years now.
In the city?
In the Big Apple, yeah.
Working.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as much as we can, yeah.
Most of the time. And what attracted you to audition for Theater by the Sea?
Well, I did... It's always been a theater that's been on my radar. I've always been very interested. But I did Mamma Mia last summer, actually. Okay. And I was acquainted with our fantastic music director, Bob Bray. And so I, you know, had to use my connections, as you do in the city and in the business. Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to Rhode Island. I know a guy.
I said, well, Bob, I've done it before. Is there any way I could get in? And he said, you know, I'll see what I can do. And next thing I know, I had a slot. I was lucky.
Excellent. All right. Well, welcome to Rhode Island.
Thank you very much.
You and Malia, I hope your experience here will be great. I'm sure it will be. We're going to go to this next song. Tell us about this.
So this is Lay All Your Love on Me, mm-hmm. and this is the day before the wedding, and actually it's right before we are both about to go off to my stag party for me, her bachelorette party, and, you know, we both are expressing, you know, the nerves, and there's the excitement, and, mm-hmm. You know, the song is kind of just the buildup of passion and love and youthful
Flirty.
Energy, flirtation, you know, that goes with
She was very specific. Day. She wanted to get flirtation part in
there. Well, she's not wrong. She's not wrong. You'll see. You'll All see. Right. There's a lot of flirting.
All right, I can't wait. I'm going to be there on Friday night, and I'll see for myself.
I wasn't jealous before we met. Now every man that I see is a potential threat. And I'm possessive, it isn't nice. You heard me saying that smoking was my only vice.
Everything is new, and all I
Well, the music certainly will have you moving in your seats and having a good time if you're at the show, Mamma Mia, at Theater by the Sea. And I have to ask, this is a rather unusual situation. Kevin hasn't graced me very often with two stars, as he's done today. And so there's always that thing that I think people like to know about. Like, how are you two getting along?
Oh, great.
She's the worst.
Yeah, I've been...
What are you supposed to say, right?
Well, we actually, I mean, we kind of hit it off at the audition.
Yeah, we met at the audition and we kind of like were talking there and hit it off pretty well there. So when we found out that we were going to be both doing the show, we both were really excited.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, that was the answer I was hoping for. I'm not one of those. I don't want to talk about that. Okay. So working with each other. Now, Malia, you haven't done the show before? Nick said he had.
I haven't. Yeah. This is my first time doing Mamma Mia.
First time. Mm-hmm. All right. Tell us about this next song, Name of the Game.
Yeah. So Name of the Game comes towards the end of Act One. And it's Sophie singing to one of her possible dads, Bill, after talking to all of the three of them and finding out how their relationships kind of blossomed with her mother. And she kind of puts two and two together, and Bill has this connection with a woman that Sophie and her mom used to live with. And his great aunt was like this woman that they used to live with to and like look after her. Mm-hmm. And it's who she's like named after her. So this kind of comes at this like big build of like all this like emotion that Sophie has towards just wanting to know like who her father is, and she knows that he knows something that she doesn't know, kind of.
Right.
So she's just trying to get it out of him and really just like asking him this question of like, what do you know, like please tell me, and all this. She has so much like hope for all her the three dads, and it's kind of so it's kind of like this big like moment she finally gets to say like, are you my dad, kind of.
Okay, thing. Let's listen. Nick, we have time for one more piece in this segment. Tell us about this next song.
So Voulez-Vous is the finale of Act One, and my character Sky and all of his...
Buddies.
Cronies. Yeah, really. The whole mob of them all. We are crashing the bachelorette party.
Uh-huh.
We have just finished our stag party. I went, there's this island tradition where I dive down to the old shipwreck and I try to find this pearl necklace of Helen of Troy. It's And I come back and I have the pearl necklace. I see her, and then it's this big kind of ultimo of, mm-hmm. you know, love. And once again, every time I show up, it's just, oh, I love you so much. You know? And there's a huge dance break that I luckily do not have to do. It is choreographed amazingly.
Yeah, beautiful dancers.
Beautifully choreographed.
It's beautifully choreographed to the beautiful dancers. Yes. Yeah.
Right. Unbelievably choreographed. The talent of the choreographer and director is amazing at this point.
Mm-hmm. If you didn't catch it before that, yeah.
All right, let's listen to that, then we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more of Theater by the Sea's presentation of Mamma Mia. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're talking about Theater by the Sea's presentation of Mamma Mia, which opens Wednesday and Thursday for previews, and then Friday night, the big opening night, and runs to July 21st. I encourage you to go online and get tickets at theaterbythesea.com, or call Vinny at the box office. And Kevin, what's that phone number one more time?
It is 401-782-TKTS or 401-782-8587.
There you go. And tell Vinny that you need to get to see this show, because both Malia and Nick are going to be spectacular, along with the other 22 members of the cast. So a lot of people That doesn't count the people in the orchestra, and it doesn't count the amazing, amazing number of people behind the scenes that run all the production work, the set designers and the costume people and the makeup people and on and on and on. And an amazing stage manager.
Yes.
Yes.
Kate Fernandi.
That's right. Kate, who did Music Man with me last year, is back doing Mamma Mia. So she is a good friend, and glad to see her back again.
And funny enough, I've never worked with her. So this is our first time. I've worked as artistic director with her, but never as a director.
Okay. Yep. Well, that's a good thing. So we have a lot of things going on at the theater, including some other special things this year that are brand new.
Yes. We have a brand new Monday night concert series, and we're going to present three concerts. We have a Broadway celebration. It's five Broadway stars, one unforgettable evening, July 9th. We have Lynn Dilley's Master Illusionist, August 6th. And then we have Harvey Robbins' Royalty of Doo-Wop, August 27th. We also have our children's festival this season. We have Sleeping Beauty, The Airborne Comedians, Bubbleology, we love that guy, and Willy Wonka Jr. is performed by our Theater by the Sea camp, and then Pinocchio.
Excellent. Do you know that Harvey Robbins was a guest on my show almost 15 years ago?
You're kidding.
He's still going. Still going strong. That's great. All right, let's get back to Mamma Mia, and we are going to go back to Nick for a moment. And Nick, in coming to Rhode Island and starting to work on this production, did you have a lot of time to prepare earlier than your arrival in Rhode Island, or was it like land and get the script and go to work?
No, we were pretty fortunate in that Malia and I both had auditioned for this back in, I think it was February. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think we found out shortly, maybe a week or two after that. And they sent the script and score, everything pre-arrival. Oh. And I thought it was obviously a very smart move also on Kevin's part. He said, you know, try to be as off book as you possibly can, if not completely off book. And while it might be hard before you get there, it generates a much easier situation. There's no scripts in hands. We don't have to. It's just easier. It's much easier in the room.
That's great. That's great. Not all shows have that opportunity.
No, they don't.
That's a good thing. But that's because they don't have the genius of Kevin working as director and choreographer. All right. Let's get to another piece of music. And this is Under Attack.
Under Attack, yes. So this is Sophie's having a nightmare. It's at the top of Act 2. And it's she doesn't know what she's gotten herself into. And it's, you know, whenever you have a nightmare, it's mm-hmm. pretty exhausting. And she flips out, and we see the nightmare of her three dads come to life in front of her as they meet Donna for the first time. And it's we staged it very interesting.
Oh, I think you should leave it at that.
I think so, yes. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Under Attack.
Nobody's fooling, yet it's clear to me. I don't have a strategy.
let's quickly get another song in. This one's called Does Your Mother Know?
Yes, yeah, and if the title doesn't allude to anything. So this involves one of Donna, the mother, Sophie's... her best friends, sorry. It involves Tanya, one of the friends, and one of my buddies on the island, Pepper. And there is a significant age gap between them. And he, you know, he's very attracted to her, being very aggressive with his flirtatious nature with her, and so she sings, you know, Does Your Mother Know?
All right, here we go. Kevin, a lot of music in this show, and can't wait to see it next Friday night as opening night comes around. There are previews on Wednesday and Thursday, and I want to thank both Nick and Malia for being with us. They were great, and Kevin, as always, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you, and hopefully, we'll get to do this a little more often. I think last year we didn't do it at all.
We didn't.
See, so it's been a while, but nice to have you back. We have one more song to go. Tell us about Take a Chance.
Yes, both Rosie and Bill kind of walk a lone path, and so this is basically about Rosie trying to convince Bill to take a chance on her.
We'll listen to that, and then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
If you're all alone when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.